app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin with deadly and destructive tornadoes hitting several states. First in Kentucky, the Laurel County Sheriff's Office says 9 were killed from a twister last night. Somerset Mayor Alan Keck.
It appeared to come right across our house. I'd never seen lightning or wind like that.
In nearby Pulaski County, Judge Marshall Todd says the damage is extensive.
Roofs are gone, windows are gone, people are outside.
In Missouri, 7 are dead, 5 in St. Louis, when a tornado tore a path along a highway during the afternoon rush hour. Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson says the number of people injured will likely go up.
We had several cell towers that were affected by this storm. We're gradually getting the cell phones back up and the cell service back up, so we're going to see some of the calls to increase.
Mayor Kara Spencer.
We are focused on saving lives and keeping people safe and allowing our community to grieve.
President Trump is back from his trip to the Middle East. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Hello, everybody. So
earlier on board Air Force One, as he told reporters about his new grandchild.
I have a nice grandchild waiting. You'll see soon.
The president also confirmed his administration has given Iran a proposed nuclear deal.
They have a proposal, but more importantly, they know they have to move quickly. Something bad's going to happen.
Meanwhile, in Washington, Congress handed the Trump administration's tax and budget bill a setback, with 5 Republicans joining Democrats to stall it in committee.
Negotiations do continue this weekend with another vote planned for tomorrow. An undocumented woman living in Florida is being told she has to pay nearly $2 million for failing to leave the country. Maria arrived from Honduras in 2005. Her attorney says the order she received cited the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952.
It says that the government could fine an individual, an undocumented individual, daily $500.
The act has rarely been enforced. Well, grab your fancy hat. Get ready for some more horse racing. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz has details.
A field of 9 horses will be racing in the 150th Preakness Stakes later today at Pimlico Park. Unlike the sloppy, muddy course at this year's Kentucky Derby, Racing Biz publisher Frank Vespi is expecting the track conditions to be perfect.
That's the ideal. You want sort of a fair track where they can give you their best effort.
Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty will not be racing. Derby runner-up Journalism is the Morning Line favorite. Post time is 7:01 Eastern.
This is the last race at the Old Pimlico. Old Hilltop is being completely demolished soon after the horses leave the oval for the last time this weekend. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy skies, 61 today with a northwest wind up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, 43. Partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s on Sunday, near 60 on Monday. Chance of showers and 59 on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 49.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, including the state Republican convention with our friends at Wisconsin Watch and State Senator Royce on the Joint Finance Committee budget process. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Like sugar on a stick.
are homemade chocolate chips with peanut butter bits. As sweet as candy, delicious is the sound of happy polka music and a happy polka crowd. Icing on the cake, a creamy rich milkshake, the music that we make, as sweet as candy, as tasty as can be, it's happy polka music, and it's played for you and me, as sweet as candy, like Wrigley's double mints, it's got that special hint of each ingredient, as sweet as candy, delicious is the sound of happy polka music in a happy polka town.
Gromolka and the Chicago Push, kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party with Sweet as Candy. Hi, everybody. Tim Hobolt, the polka guy, keeping you company here. Glad you could join us today. Lots of good tunes on the way. You betcha. Something a little new, something old. And we have a good selection today I think you're going to like. So let us continue with some more tunes. And Play Me a Song on That Squeeze Box is up next. We'll be right back.
We really understand the stress of life. We're in the same boat too. But come on, we all deserve some good times too. Get out and push it out and dance. Get out and shake it up tonight. Let's have some fun. Let's laugh out loud. Let's party hard until daylight. The time is now. It's up to you. Let's show the world this music's fun. So get on board. Join with us now. Let's party till the night is done.
Twin City Sounds and Get Out and Push and Dance. How about that, huh? I like that. Hey, the Paula Brothers. I forgot to do this one last week for Mother's Day. This recording is actually off of a 45, and it was used for the jukeboxes, and it really wasn't put on an album. Well, I wouldn't say it has explicit lyrics, but It's I think it's a cute song. I don't care if they use the S word. That's okay. So anyway, here is the Paula Brothers and No Other But My Mother.
And when my prayers were poorly said, who turned my dupa rosy red, then tucked me in my little bed? It was no other than my mother, who took me from my cozy cot and put me on the ice-cold pot and made me pee when I could not. It was no other than my mother. When the morning light had come, if in my bed I dribbled some, who wiped my tiny little bung? It was no other than my mother, who would my hair so gently part and hug me lightly to her heart and sometimes squeeze me till I'd fart. It was no other than my mother. We'll be right back. looked at me with eyebrows knit, and who could really throw a fit when in my Sunday pants I'd shit? It was no other than my mother, with fondest memories in my heart. I'd like to say without a doubt, I'm glad my daddy picked you out to be no other than my mother.
Peaches, pumpkin pie. Oh, yeah. We're going to continue with one more tune here, and it's Mother's Waltz. I didn't get a chance to play that one either on Mother's Day. I had been looking for it. Anyway, we're going to do that next. Slow things down just a little bit here with Joey Miskelin and Lou Trebar. Lou Trebar and Joey Miskelin, a waltz for Mom, huh? Yeah, Mom's Waltz. Okay, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we will be back with more of your favorite tunes. In fact, that one by Stan and Doug we're going to do next coming up, and stick around for that one, okay? So we'll be back right after these messages on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home, for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I know that 1 in 10 veterans struggle daily with mental health issues. Suicide is a real risk. If you or someone you love is struggling today, you are not alone. Support is at reachoutwis.org to find local resources available for you and your loved ones. Reach out today.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment, with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Here's Alvin Sitchinski and the boys, and drinking with my pal, Hoopsadina.
Is really mad at me, Hoopsadina. I'm thinking she is telling me, Hoopsadina. The kids are walking without shoes, Hoopsadina. I'm only drinking 100 proof, Hoopsadina. And right away she hits the roof, Hoopsadina. She hits the roof and screams like mad, Hoopsadina. Now she won't let me sleep in bed, Hoopsadina. Because I'm drinking with my pal, Hoopsadina. My wife's exploding like a shell, Hoopsadina. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hoopsadina. Or I will hang you from a tree, Hoopsadina. I have a rope around my neck, Hoopsadina. And now my wife cashes the checks, Hoopsadina. My drinking days forever gone, Hoopsadina. And my dear wife is finally one, Hoopsadina. Because I'm drinking with my pal, Hoopsadina. My wife is really mad at me, Hoopsadina. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hoopsadina. The kids are walking without shoes, Hoopsadina. I'm only drinking 100 proof, Hoopsadina. And right away she hits the roof, Hoopsadina. She hits the roof and screams like mad, Hoopsadina. Now she won't let me sleep in bed, Hoopsadina. Because I'm drinking with my pal, Hoopsadina. My wife's exploding like a shell, Hoopsadina. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hoopsadina. Or I will hang you from a tree, Hoopsadina. I have a rope around my neck, Hoopsadina. And now my wife cashes the checks, Hoopsadina. My drinking days forever gone, Hoopsadina. And my dear wife is finally one, Hoopsadina.
Schnatz, that was his
heaven.
Heaven?
And they served him only milk.
Milk?
When you're used to only schnapps, my friend, a glass of milk's nicht gut.
Nicht gut.
Schnapps, that was his final word. The angels came and took him away. Schnapps, that was his final word. The angels came and took him away.
Schnapps, that was his final word. Yes, that's Hank Haller from an older recording of the early 60s. Good stuff. All right, with that, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back on the Civic Media Network with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Brief. Deadly tornadoes have caused widespread destruction in several states. 9 people were killed from one in Kentucky. Somerset Mayor Alan Keck.
It appeared to come right across our house. I'd never seen lightning or wind like that.
In Missouri, 7 are dead, 5 of them in St. Louis, says Mayor Kara Spencer.
We are focused on saving lives and keeping people safe and allowing our community to grieve.
The president's tax and budget bill's been stalled, which CBS's Bradley Blackburn says calls for
extend income tax cuts approved during Trump's first term, institute no taxes on tips and overtime pay, boost spending for defense and border security by hundreds of billions of dollars. Some Republican holdouts want even steeper cuts to government spending.
Another vote's expected tomorrow. The annual run for the Black Eyed Susans takes place today at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore. Post time for the Preakness Stakes is 7:01 p.m. Eastern Time. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy skies, 61 today with a northwest wind up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, 43. Partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s on Sunday, near 60 on Monday. Chance of showers and 59 on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 49.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The biggest thing that happens in Wisconsin state government every 2 years is the state budget. And last week at the state capitol, Republican lawmakers took a step forward in the process by voting out more than 600 measures from Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal. This has become a familiar step in this era of divided government. This is now the fourth budget proposal that Evers has put forward, and each one has been met with a similar fate. Even as this has become the custom, it doesn't have to be this way. Republicans could honestly engage with this budget and debate it on its merits. There are good, smart proposals here on everything from healthcare to education to childcare to environmental protection. And if there are items here they disagree on, make the case. Have the debate. But by voting everything out and starting from scratch, they are letting down the people of Wisconsin they are elected to represent by refusing to have this debate on a very basic level. We should expect better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Show right here on Civic Media Network with Tim Haubelt, your host, keeping you company here. All right, here's Stan and Doug. And if it wasn't for your father, would your mother be your mother? So remember Dad on Mother's Day.
Fathers, no one seems to realize that fathers is the most neglected guy.
You said it.
So do everything that you can.
I will.
You owe a lot to your old man.
I know that. You should always love your papa, treat him right and treat him proper, cause without your papa you would be nowhere. If he hadn't met your mother, would your brother be your brother? You can thank your lucky stars your pop was there.
If it wasn't for your father, would your mother be your mother? So remember that on Mother's Day.
Now if you look just like your father and you think that it's a bother, cause he isn't handsome and he isn't tall, if your face make you unhappy, do not blame it on your pappy, cause without him you would have no face at all.
And if he'd been a little stronger and held out a little longer, then today he might have been a single guy.
Think of that.
Then it's safe to be assuming that you wouldn't be a human, you would only be the gleam in mother's eye. If it wasn't for your father, would your mother be your mother? So remember that on Mother's Day.
Now if your ma lived in Dakota and your pa in Minnesota, and they both had bed but not to one another,
is that so?
Then it's possible that mister, today you'd be your sister, and the guy you think you are might be your brother.
No.
So be grateful to your pappy, make him happy. Once again we'd like to say, if it wasn't for your father, would your mother be your mother? So remember that on Mother's Day.
Stan and Doug, I always liked that tune. My father liked that one also. The first time I ever heard that was on a station there in Hartford, Wisconsin, and found out who recorded it and ended up getting the album myself here. Stan and Doug, yeah, the two Swedes. Oh, Dora Hall. She was a comedian plus a singer, and she's going to perform for us Herman, Take Me Home.
Herman.
Yes, dear?
Take me home.
Yes, dear.
that's on a 45 record. I think they used it for the jukebox, basically, is why they recorded it on that. Let's see. What have I got coming up next here? How about Sylvester Gresham and the band, and a little medley for us right now, and the Golden Slippers medley.
I'm going to wear because you look so neat. All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, golden slippers, I'm going to wear to walk the golden streets.
Gresham and the orchestra, and a little medley there for you, Golden Slippers and medley. Hey, we've got the Polka Nuts coming up here, and they're going to perform for us a Pretty Polly polka. Well, we'll do the Kufstein lead first. Yeah, the Pretty Polly Polka, and that is the Polka Nuts. Hey, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we'll be back with more of your favorite tunes on the Civic Media Network right here on WFHR, AM 1320, FM 97.5, with your host, Tim the Polka Guy. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A major program that protects drinking water is on the chopping block in Congress. Lawmakers are considering slashing $2.4 billion from the state revolving fund. The program helps Wisconsin replace lead pipes and filter toxic contamination out of drinking water supplies. Our state will lose $54 million next year if funding gets cut. Parts of Wisconsin are being invaded this month by lake midges. Swarms of the insects have been rising from water bodies, including Lake Monona in Madison. The bugs can create quite a scene when they all hatch at once, but they are harmless and provide food for fish, bats, and birds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back. Hey, our time has gone so quickly. We got time for one more song here, and we do have Carol and the Keynotes coming up next here with 1, 2, 3 Polka. Yeah, and that will take us out of our show today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll do this again next week. Right here on the Civic Radio Network, you betcha, with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy. We'll be back. Yep, you betcha, with lots more tunes. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. We're going to do this again on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, so you can hear this show play again. Thanks again, everybody. Bye for now.
1, 2, 3, won't you polka with me? I'll turn your frown to a smile. 4, 5, 6, polka will fix a broken heart in just a little while. 7, 8, 9, gonna have a good time dancing that old leading through. I wanna spend the rest of my life sing the polka with you. I'll turn your frown into a smile. 4, 5, 6, a polka will fix a broken heart in just a little while. 7, 8, 9, gonna have a good time dancing that whole leading through. I wanna spend the rest of my life dancing the polka with you. Of my life dancing the polka with you.
Turn off the lights, the party's over.
many people laugh and dance and look at you, you're having fun. Look at us, we're up, you're smiling. There's no use in crying, yes, indeed. For you and me, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Let's call the night, the party's over. Starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Turn out the lights.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Pat's still on vacation, but he returns soon, we promise. But for now, we have the return of Bach and the Doc. Dr. Kristen Lyerly sits in the big chair, and we go over all the news from the weekend. Join us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacy Lynn. There's widespread damage and destruction in several states from severe weather. First in Kentucky, 9 are confirmed dead from a tornado that ripped through. WLKY-TV Sam Carter has seen the devastation firsthand in Laurel County.
8 houses just in this one very concentrated area have been not just damaged, totally destroyed.
This man's home was destroyed in St. Louis, Missouri.
When I pulled up to my house, my heart dropped to my feet.
St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer says 5 people were killed there.
The loss of life and the destruction is truly horrendous.
Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson says the weather barreled through when many were driving home from work yesterday afternoon.
This was rush hour traffic on a Friday afternoon on a major thoroughfare.
Roofs were torn off, windows blown out, trees and power lines toppled over.